in the limelight.
Today, millions of American weapons circulate in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen, including heavy machine guns, rocket-propelled grenades, and surface-to-air missiles. We all know that they are being used exclusively against innocent civilians and those who are fighting the Saudi-Israeli-American terror proxy groups. The time has finally arrived for the United Nations to put a cap on this criminal practice and to save lives. We are prepared to do an interesting article written by staff writers of Iran's English-language website Fars News Agency. The piece is titled, "Selling Arms to Saudis is a Crime Against Humanity." Please stay with us. The United Nations should call on the United States and its allies to stop selling weaponry to Saudi Arabia and its coalition partners who have waged an unjustified war in Yemen. It is a crime against humanity under international law and the United Nations Charter. The United Nations has a responsibility to call on the United States and other Western governments to cease selling arms to the warmongers and urge the international community to do more to stop nations actively producing and selling weaponry in the conflict zones of West Asia. The Western governments have now issued many permits to arms manufacturers to export weaponry or military technology to Saudi Arabia and its regional partners. They have been in near perpetual conflict for nearly 10 years now, not just with Yemen, but also in Syria. The United Nations has already warned that these conflicts are causing an unprecedented humanitarian crisis in the region, displacing millions of people and putting millions of civilians at risk. The world body is currently monitoring the deteriorating human rights situation in Yemen and also in Syria, and has been the product of the war launched by the Saudis and their proxy forces. The United Nations had warned the multiple failures of the states in administration, justice, and security are facilitating mass violence with impunity in these war-torn countries. The time is now to tell them to stop exporting weaponry to their terror proxies as well. The diffusion of arms in the region should be considered a crime against humanity, and the world community should urge the world, including the United Nations Security Council, to do more to pressure Western nations transferring weaponry to various terrorist groups. What solutions exist to stop the spread of weaponry, to end violence and its tragic consequences in Yemen and in Syria, which actively poses a threat to regional peace and security, results in millions of deaths and refugees, and precipitates a humanitarian catastrophe? The international community, notably the United Nations Security Council and the European Union, must hold Riyadh and its allies, which are actively aiding and weaponizing terrorist groups, accountable, and pressure them to cease their practices in conflict zones, including in Iraq. The diffusion and transfer of weapons by the United States must also be considered to be a crime against humanity, particularly in Syria and in Yemen. The US administration claims its export licenses are only issued after thorough assessments on whether arms will be used to breach human rights or any of US international obligations. If there is an overriding risk that the weapons could be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of humanitarian law, the US claims it will not issue an export permit. However, the US has refused to say what it is exporting, to whom it is exporting, and for what purpose. Requests under the Freedom of Information Act for such details have always been refused. The US knows that it is violating human rights law. Human Rights Watch, Oxfam, and Save the Children have all called for greater transparency on US arms sales. They have also criticized the United States and its allies for training and fueling Saudi warplanes that bomb schools, markets, and hospitals in Yemen. The United Nations should put an end to this criminal practice, as well as arms exports to West Asian countries. In this volatile region, the intent behind the export of American and Western weaponry and the practice of violence by terror proxies has never been democratic in nature, much less for freedom and establishment of peace. Today, millions of American weaponry circulate in Afghanistan, in Syria, in Yemen, and in Iraq, including heavy machine guns, rocket-propelled grenades, and surface-to-air missiles. We all know that they're being used exclusively against innocent civilians and those who are fighting the Saudi-Israeli-American terror proxy groups. The time has finally arrived for the United Nations to put a cap on this criminal practice and to save lives. Meanwhile, mainstream press and media in the West continue to portray the United States as a supporter of noble objectives such as human rights, freedom, and democracy. For instance, with regards to the US-backed and Saudi-led war in Yemen, the world public opinion is being bombarded by views supporting the priorities of US policymakers, which is ensuring the status quo in the region. There is only a very small space in some independent media outlets for critical independent analysis and key facts about misguided US foreign policy and its involvement in the war in Yemen. In this respect, there is also little divergence between the Democratic and Republican press and media. The Saudi regime under Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has massacred thousands of innocent civilians and has become increasingly repressive at home, imprisoning tens of thousands of opponents as well as Shia citizens and journalists. During this period, the US administration has deepened its military trade and investment with the Saudi regime, in effect acting as a sponsor of Saudi Arabia. The lack of reporting is especially striking. Even the US administration has itself been consistently announcing its support, especially in military relations, for the Saudi regime, particularly in the war in Yemen. The United States has also deepened its military cooperation with the Israeli regime, a highly controversial policy, whilst it continues serious human rights abuses and illegal settlement building in the occupied West Bank and in the Gaza Strip. The US Navy conducts exercises with the Israeli regime's navy and provides military training to Israeli officers and spies. Yet no media outlet in the West criticizes these misguided and hostile policies, despite being a threat to regional peace and stability. When Israeli warplanes bomb Syria, killing and destroying civilian and military targets, which is widely condemned by the United Nations, there is no coverage or criticism in the Western press and Western media about Israeli actions. Neither is there widespread criticism in the press and media when Israeli warplanes bomb the besieged Gaza Strip. Many aspects of Western governments' relations with Saudi Arabia have also gone under-investigated, under-reported by the media, despite the special relations between countries. Saudi Arabia is by far the West's top military and arms purchaser, but various components of this barely exist in the mainstream media. Inconvenient truths are regularly downplayed or buried by Western media. For example, they never bother to hold the Saudi regime to account for the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey, Whilst the independent press frequently highlight United Nations reports about his torture and murder at the Saudi consulate building in Istanbul, Western governments remain silent on United Nations concerns and reports about the criminal conduct of Riyadh. Western governments' role in the devastating war on Yemen, which began in 2015, have also been notably underreported. In the first 2 years of the conflict, few media outlets mentioned the Western role in the Yemen war, despite much evidence on this in the public domain, notably from answers by ministers to parliamentary questions, with some noting Western training of Saudi pilots and Western officers' presence in Saudi war operation rooms. The West, and in particular, America's military role, goes even deeper in Syria, with training and weaponizing various terrorist groups. Their roles in the war in Syria have been directly underreported and misreported, and have overwhelmingly followed the priorities of Washington, which is regime change in Syria. Whilst the press and media have widely reported Western military's purported operations against Daesh Takfiri terrorists in Syria, their regime change campaign in Damascus has received very little attention.